It's time now on KROS for the River City Sports Review Show, live from Rastrelli's, 238 Main Avenue. KROS Sports Director Gary Detterman interviews local coaches and student athletes about their sports programs, what happened in last week's game, and what's up next for their teams. The River City Sports Review is brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union with seven convenient locations to serve you. And now with the River City Sports Review, here is KROS Sports Director Gary Detterman.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Rastrelli's week two of our 41st season. We're going to kick things off with Derek Irwin, head coach of the Eastern Valley Riverhawks. Coach, young team, what was it like for some of those youngsters out on the field for the first time in varsity action?
It was a learning experience for a lot of them. We talked about it in the locker room before the game with some new kids out this year and a lot of freshmen. A lot of them, it was the first time they ever set foot and played on a Friday night. So when we understood that and they understood that, and we saw some good things, and we definitely saw some things that, you know, we do need to improve on, but, you know, you're going to have that at any level.
I would imagine halftime was pretty interesting. What were their kids like? I mean, what was your kids like? What was their reaction?
Just, you know, down a little bit. You know, anytime you look at the scoreboard and you're down 30 at half, you know, it's not fun, you know, for anybody. But we just kept reiterating to them that, hey, you know, we're not here to give up. You got two options. You can just roll over and let them, you know, put another 30 on you, or you can, you know, have a little fight for you in you and, you know, try to get some momentum moving forward. And they did. You know, they got a stop or two and they scored a couple touchdowns in the second half.
You know, when you lose two first-team All-Staters, it's going to be tough, especially at that quarterback position. And you were telling me that Keegan actually saw some time at Central?
He did, yeah, some JV time. They've played a couple JV games and a scrimmage, and he's been seeing some time and throwing a couple touchdowns. So he's enjoying it up there, and we're really proud of him.
Of course, so you have to go with a new quarterback and a young man, a sophomore, but did not play last year.
He did not, no, did not play his freshman year, decided to come out his sophomore year. We're really excited that he did. He's a good athlete for us, and he's never played quarterback before. Throws a pretty good ball, and like I said, he's an athlete, so he moves around pretty well. But you could tell Friday night, you know, it didn't take anybody on our staff. You know, anybody in that stadium knew that this was his first game. It showed. He knows that. He knows that there's going to be a lot of, you know, learning curves for him, and it's just about getting better each week, you know, one practice at a time, one game at a time.
I was looking at the numbers, though, 14 and 19, Coach. That's pretty good.
When he was getting the ball out, he was looking good. It was just kind of the little things around that you know, again, you could tell, you know, was a first-year quarterback for us. But we were happy with, you know, the stat line. That's Coach Webster and I looked at each other on Monday when I put the stats in and said, oh, 14 for 19. That's actually a pleasant surprise, because if you can kind of clean up some of the other things, you know, we know when he's throwing the ball, he's throwing a good ball and our receivers are coming down with it.
So what did Winfield Mountain Union show you?
They were physical. They had a lot of size that they didn't quite have last year, whether that's, you know, a couple newer kids coming in or just kids growing from the year prior. But they were very big up front, you know, and they even had some size at their second level. And for us, you know, when we're throwing six sophomores and a few freshmen out there, you know, a lot of teams are going to be bigger than us, but, you know, they were a lot bigger.
The heat obviously has been a factor this week. You went with the team early in the morning. What's it like, I mean, with this kind of conditions in football?
It makes a little bit of a change, but, you know, we always tell our kids, be adaptable and, you know, be ready for anything. And they were, you know, we told them at the beginning of the week, we got some heat coming in. So, you know, be ready. We might, you know, go pads here, no pads here. We might be at a gym for this period, might go in the morning. So we did go in the morning today. And we were talking about it a little bit, you know, the weather was really nice this morning. You know, there was a nice breeze. There was no sun. So you almost couldn't beat it. You know, we have almost made the joke, you know, if it wasn't 6 a.m., this would be a perfect time to practice every day.
That's true. Thursday, what's tomorrow going to look like as you get ready for Key?
Like I said, we're just looking to, you know, get 1% better every day. Key's coming in. We've played Key every year for about a decade now, so you know, we know what Key's going to show us, you know, granted a little new personnel here and there. If we can come in and just continue to, you know, be physical and, you know, grow and learn and adapt. And
coaches a lot of times see so much difference from week one to week two. I would imagine you're hoping to see that development as well.
Absolutely. After last week, you know, things weren't, you know, the greatest for us, but we think we got a, you know, competitive ball game here on Friday, and we're looking forward to just coming out and competing and getting four quarters, you know, of what we say Eastern Valley football, and, you know, seeing what happens when the quarters or the clock says 0-0.
What's been the attitude of the young men on the team?
Surprisingly, not bad. The morale's been pretty good. I think, you know, they almost kind of understand what's going on. You know, they look around and, hey, I'm a sophomore, you're a freshman, you're a sophomore. They kind of get it. And so they've bought in pretty well to, you know, again, I'm beating a dead horse here, you know, just trying to get better. You know, we want to develop and we want to just continue to, you know, push forward, whether it's for next week, whether it's for next month, whether it's for next year, you know, just continue to, you know, stay the course and keep moving forward.
As you pointed out, you've been playing Key for a number of years now, so you say you're familiar with them. What are you going to see from them offensively?
They're going to look to do a lot of in-between the hash stuff. You know, they'll run a couple read option. They'll run the speed option. Their quarterback's got some athleticism. They've got a running back who rushed for 200 yards last week against Tripoli. So those are two guys that we need to take account. And they're just very well coached. You know, Chad Winters is a coach up there. He's been there ever since we've been there. And he gets them into shape and he gets them ready to go. So we're excited for the opportunity.
And defensively, what are they going to present to you that might be a challenge?
Speed. They're very quick on the defense side of the ball. They're quick on offense, and they actually play the same eight on offense that they do on defense. So you're going to see a lot of the same guys, and size is smaller than what we saw against Winfield, which for us, you know, we'll take that because, again, you know, freshmen, sophomores out there. So we'll take a team that's fast because we've got some speed. It's the physical, you know, big teams that we might struggle with.
Do they give those guys a break at all on special teams, Derek, for Key?
A few they do, a few they don't. Number 10, he's their quarterback, and he's out there for kick return, kickoff, punt return, extra point, whatever it is, he's out there. So
probably drives the bus.
Yeah, he might. He can come play at Eastern Valley. We're nothing new to that.
All right, that's for sure. Yeah. Coach, appreciate your time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Gary.
Back with more on the River City Sports Review, brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union. Home with a mortgage from First Gateway Credit Union. Whether you're a first-time buyer or looking to refinance, they're here to help. Rates start as low as 4.90% APR. Savings federally insured by NCUA. First Gateway Credit Union is an equal housing lender. APR is annual percentage rate. Other rates and terms available, subject to credit approval. Other restrictions may apply. First Gateway Credit Union.
See RHA Service of Clinton for an energy-efficient train system that delivers cooling, heating, and beyond. So when your head hits the pillow, no matter the season, the conditions in your home will be perfect, and you won't have to worry about high energy costs. Your train dealer, RHA Service, knows that your cooling and heating bills shouldn't prevent a good night's sleep, no matter the season. Count on RHA Service, 524 3rd Avenue South, Clinton. Phone them at 242-4563. It's hard to stop a train.
Come to Porter's Convenience Store on Lincoln Way, where they feature top-quality Phillips 66 gasoline. Get more for your money with Phillips 66 fuels. On these cooler mornings, start the day with Porter's breakfast bowl or sandwich and their signature coffee. During the day, the famous Porter Burger may have all your beverage and snack needs, ice and bait. Porter's Convenience Store, 1512 Lincoln Way, Clinton. See them for Phillips 66 Pro Clean gasoline. Welcome back, everybody, to Ristrelli's on the River City Sports Review. Visiting now with Alec Anderson, head coach at Northeast. Well, Coach, a great game to talk about, 42-0 over Durant. Were you kind of surprised by that?
I mean, maybe when you got off the bus, because one thing Durant doesn't lack is size. I mean, they had some big kids all along the line, and you're like, all right, we're going to get tested physically here. And our boys kind of just rose up to meet that standard that we've set, and we were able to really kind of establish the line, both running, our pass sets were great, and so I wouldn't say expecting it, but I mean, you know, you kind of know what you have as a team, and then it's great to kind of see it all get put together.
That'd be a pretty nice bus ride home.
You know, it was. A lot of kids anymore, it seems like, even after a win, they like going home with their parents, yeah. And then yeah. Especially driving out to Durant. Let's stop at I-80 on the way home and all those things. And yeah. I don't stop on the bus. It's about getting home at that point.
So what were some of the highlights for you from the ball game, Coach?
I was really impressed with our physicality. I mean, just on both sides of the ball, flying around, tackling on defense, and they couldn't, besides some quarterback runs by DeLong, they just didn't get anything going run-wise. Well, we looked a little shaky to start in pass coverage, and then that turned around. We ended up with a couple picks and dropped one right in the breadbasket of Maxson, which he wants back. Couple miscues. We muffed a punt really early on that normally he'll fair catch that, and it wouldn't have been an issue, but I think he wanted to get going. But overall, the physicality was great. Run game was great, and we were super efficient. I also said it was probably one of the cleanest games I ever coached because we had two penalties, and they were from a first-year center picking up the ball as he walked up to it. So they called it, you know, a snap infraction.
And you were talking about your quarterback, Max, and he had, like, as you were saying before it went on air, like video game numbers.
Yeah, it was. I mean, he was 6 for 10. All but one pass that he completed went for a touchdown. And so a couple of them were some pretty deep shots that he threw and kind of slid with some protection. But he just found open guys. Guys broke loose, so he was hyper-efficient passing. And then he led us in rushing. I mean, broke a couple really big ones that really upped his yardage total, but he only carried the ball 7 times.
And Feddersen was, you know, an addition to the team. It looks like he contributed.
He did. We've been impressed with him in practice, just the way he runs and how physical he is. I know he was itching to get close to that 100-yard mark, and had he played the whole game, I'm sure he would have, like, eclipsed that mark or got in the end zone. And then the other side, after really watching film, he really played a great defensive end, technique-wise, just hustle plays. And so overall, it's great to have him.
You know, going back to the passing, 5 touchdowns, and he kind of spread the wealth. Ugarf had 2 of them, but 1 each for Shemmers, Melk, and Birkin.
Yeah, I mean, you get a first-year tight end of Birkin. He came open because Milk's going to get a lot of attention, and 2 guys went with him, and he was wide open to the point you're just saying, please don't drop this one. That's going to hit you right in the stomach. And he was able to hang on to that one. And then one of Sam Ugarf's catches was kind of a scramble play that then he broke up, and we just kind of lofted over the defender because they went for Maxson, and he was wide open walking in. And then, you know, Milk's going to catch on but also get a lot of attention. It's really nice to see some of those other guys step up and hopefully take some of the eyes off of him.
You know, and coaches always like to play defense. You got the shutout, so that side of the ball was pretty good as well.
Yeah, like I said, it really was. We had a goal line stand on the first possession. They completed a couple big passes and got it down to the 1. It was first and goal from the 1, and we were able to stonewall them all 4 downs, and then we got out of the end zone, which is also hard to do on the first play, a nice big long run. But the part that really kind of did impress me, too, is our JV played about the whole fourth quarter against still mainly their number 1s. And even though they marched it down the field, our JV held in the goal line as well. So it was great to see them step up, make tackles against varsity competition.
Of course, you always see improvement. It seems like so much from week 1 to week 2. You got a great week 1 game, but what do you think or expect to see week 2?
You know, week 2 with Maquoketa, they're going to play us hard. I mean, we're really close to each other. It's going to be a lot of fans there to be, you know, besides being hot, like, I feel like a lot of people are going to show up. They've kind of changed, new head coach there. Their defense, it's going to be kind of nice because it's like playing against our defense. They're basically the same thing we do. So it's been great in practice because our JV guys get to actually rep our defense rather than a scout team defense. Offensively, it looks like they really try to establish the run, and it's a little more pro style rather than the spread that they kind of had run in the past.
So what are going to be keys to the ball game for your side?
I still want to obviously be hyper efficient, but also let's stay ahead of the chains with positive plays. We did a great job of that last Friday. I don't think we had a negative play besides those 2 penalties all night. No, we never went backwards once, which was great. So if we can do that, establish our run, and ultimately just kind of be more physical than them, I think we're going to end up having a good night again.
Looks like a start to what could be a pretty good season for you, Coach. You were a playoff team a year ago. I would imagine you'd like to get back there with a little higher seed.
Yeah, I mean, definitely want to get back there, and the boys do too. And so ultimately it just becomes, can we be playing our best football as we continue through the year, week by week, and just keep getting a little bit better one day at a time.
As always, appreciate your time. We'll see you next Wednesday.
All right, thank you.
All right, back with more on the River City Sports Review.
At the Pape Funeral Home, they know that experience makes the difference. Experience, the trustworthy companion of years of service, brings a heightened sensitivity to family feelings, the ability to anticipate a wish never voiced. Count on the Pape Funeral Home and Cremation Service at 2308 Pershing Boulevard, phone 242-3344. Three generations of family service in business since 1921. The Pape Funeral Home of Clinton. At Nelson Corps, giving back matters. Each month, they spotlight a local nonprofit through their Charity of the Month program, supporting organizations that strengthen our communities. The Charity of the Month for September is Hand in Hand in Bettendorf, Iowa. Nelson Corps has offices in Clinton and Davenport. Visit their website at nelsoncorps.com. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and Nelson Corps Wealth Management are not affiliated.
Hi, it's Sarah at Classic Body Works, Clinton's go-to full-service auto body shop. We've been family-owned and operated for 40 years. Our state-of-the-art facility and certified technicians can repair all makes and models. From potholes to parking lot mishaps, we don't only restore your vehicle, but we also restore your peace of mind. Stop in today for a free collision estimate or call to schedule a wheel alignment or oil change, 563-243-2688. Again, that's 563-243-2688.
Welcome back, everyone, to Rastrelli's on the River City Sports Review. We're going to visit now with River King head coach Nate Herrig. I was impressed with the way your team rebounded in that second half, Coach.
Yeah, I mean, we had just the one blemish in the first half, but it was a big one, 99 yards. But they really came out. They were excited at halftime. We pumped them up at halftime. You know, they just continued to believe in each other, continued to believe in what we were doing, and they came out ready to play.
So, I mean, we had to punt. Great punt coverage. We pin him down at the 1 yard line. Small's an incredible athlete, but what happened on that play?
We had a couple. So our big D tackle was supposed to get to the A gap. He didn't get there. So he got pinned on the backside. Our Will linebacker didn't get where he was supposed to get to. Our defensive end, he got whooped. I'm not going to lie to you. He didn't look good that play. And that's where Small hit it. And then he took it to the house. And then Jay Dodd had a chance to make a tackle and just didn't get it done.
But it was 7-6. At halftime, we come out, they score, we fall down 14-6, but then we rattle off 24 unanswered points.
Yeah, we really took control at that point. The kids just kind of, they came together, they decided that they wanted to get this done, and they did a fantastic job of doing that.
And you went to Ethan Carpenter quite a bit, 31 carries.
Yeah, he did a fantastic job, you know, and he just, when he runs, it's just a different speed. He runs with, it almost... He's not an angry kid, but when he runs the football, he runs angry. If you're coming downhill, he's going to come find you, and he's going to hit you. And he usually is the one that's going to deliver the blow.
Speaking of delivering blow, he had a heck of a block in that second half.
Yes, he did. You know, we threw that swing. I think you're talking about the bubble pass to Jordan Gruen out there, and he really set the edge. You know, he's also one of our best blockers. Not only has he been our best running back, but he's one of our best blockers. So Griswold, he goes, hey, we're going to split him out here and see if he can set the edge. And sure enough, he did, and then it sprung us. So,
and you went to that double wing set with Gruen and Cooley. Now, talk about that.
So it was one of those things that we were talking two winters ago as a staff, being like, okay, how can we? We're not always the biggest of team. We have a lot of kids that go both ways. We have a pretty good passing game. We wanted to keep that. So then we kind of found this offense. It's called the spread wing T, and it just kind of helps us control the clock, control the line of scrimmage. If you notice on Friday, we didn't have a whole lot of negative plays, which is one of our biggest goals, is we try to keep the ball moving forward. You know, so it gives us, we have some of the old spinner back type of stuff in the backfield, but we also can drop back, we can roll out, we can throw the ball all over and get the ball to our playmakers.
And Cooley, you would expect to see him at a wing with his speed, but Jordan, he's a big kid now.
He is. He's really come into his own. I mean, shoot, he's got to be 6'4". I don't even know what he weighs, but he's a good-looking kid. You know, he wants to play football at the next level, so he's been trying to get himself ready, goes to a lot of camps, does all those things, and he's really coming into his own.
Yeah, and then the offensive line, just I said on the air, they just were starting to impose their will in that second half. you as an offensive lineman really had to appreciate that.
Yeah, and we talked about that at halftime and before the game, that we just have to play with relentless effort, and those guys really took that to heart, and they did that. They got off the football. They were in DeWitt's laps the whole night long in the linebacker position, so that, you know, with Carpenter back there, even if it's Jordan Helwig or Liam running the ball, he had that nice touchdown run going to the south there. It's just one of those things that you can get 3 yards, 4 yards, 5 yards, and all of a sudden you got another first down and you still have control of the ball.
So you, of course, played offensive line at the University of Northern Iowa. When you were controlling the line of scrimmage, what was that feeling like as a lineman?
A sense of pride. It was fun. I mean, like, anytime that...
What was it like coming back to the huddle with your teammates?
Oh, it was a lot of fun. We were always joking around, you know. Unless I was the pulling guard on power or something, that was always tiring, but it was still fun. It's just one of those things as an offensive lineman that you don't get a lot of glory, but that's kind of where your glory comes from.
Yeah. What were some of the big things that you took from that ball game, things that pleased you as a coach?
Their attitude and their effort. We preached that to these guys. You know, we started that way back in January of this past year of, you know, we always got to play with an attitude and effort, and they did that. And we always talk about, you know, things aren't always going to go our way. You know, we've had teams in the past after a 99-yard run, who knows what could have happened, but these guys battled back the entire time. So they had the right attitude. They played with a lot of effort, you know, and they never gave up. They played together. They were positive with each other. You could hear them in the huddle picking each other up, you know, and that's the things we want from our guys.
Before we get into the game with Davenport Central, just one more thing. I know we have a lot of young men who go on both sides of the ball, but I saw you were sprinkling in some other players as well. Talk about those guys when they get the opportunity to play.
So they got to take advantage of it. You know, we talk a lot about these guys, like, hey, you got to be in my hip pocket. So Alfonso Herrera, he's another guy. He played some linebacker for us this year. Had a work schedule that wasn't conducive to him starting the year with us, but he came out probably 4 or 5 days late, but he's been there every day. And he's working his way back into playing a lot of snaps. You're going to see a lot more of him on Friday.
And I noticed Lyons on defense. He made a couple of nice plays.
Yeah, so he got hurt kind of early in camp, strained his ankles. That's why he's been kind of slow coming back. But, you know, he's been making his way back, and he's come a long ways.
Davenport Central, they had an impressive win. Dubuque Senior, 33-14. What did you see from the game?
They're pretty athletic. They got a lot of one-way players, which, you know, with the weather on Friday, could be a little bit of an advantage for them. But our guys have been preparing well this week to take care of everything. So, you know, they're very athletic. They're physical up front. So we have to play another good ball game, and we have to be prepared.
Their quarterback, what did you see from him?
Very athletic. Loves to throw it. Doesn't like to stay in the pocket a whole lot. He wants to scramble. He wants to try to make things happen with his legs. So we got to make sure that we contain as a defensive line. Our linebackers got to make sure that if they're blitzing or doing something like that, they got to know where he's at, and they got to get to that upfield shoulder.
Yeah, I noticed he was their leading ground gainer as well, of course, doing a pretty good job at the quarterback position. When you have a player like that, do you spy on him, or what do you do?
Well, we're kind of a little bit more concerned with their passing game because he throws the ball so well.
Okay.
But so Marsh and Carpenter will have a pretty good eye on him. They're going to know where he's at all night.
What do you think the Kings might be able to do against them?
Offensively, we need to control the line of scrimmage. Like I tell you every single week, I feel like I've told you that for 6 years now. But if we can win the line of scrimmage, you know, things will tend to go your way. And Friday night was a perfect example of that. We got to control the clock, control the ball, and we got to take care of us. We got to do what we need to do.
I was going to say, you know, a quick start would be imperative, but you didn't have that against Central DeWitt, but you still came up with the win.
Yeah, we just got to be consistent in our effort. You know, we just got to play with attitude and effort and have consistent effort.
Well, I'm looking forward to the broadcast. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Gary.
Back with more on the River City Sports Review, brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union. The First Gateway Credit Union Foundation brought big smiles and brand new shoes to students at Comanche and Fulton Elementary. Through their Credit Union Kits program, they've given away more than 800 pairs of new tennis shoes and socks, helping hundreds of kids walk into school with confidence, comfort, and joy. None of this would be possible without the support of the community, the volunteers, and school staff who help make it all happen. And they're just getting started. This fall, Credit Union Kits is headed to Clinton Schools. Donate to Credit Union Kits by visiting firstgateway.org/foundation or stopping by any First Gateway branch. Member NCUA.
Supporting the positive efforts of the River Kings and Queens and coaches is Custom Pack of Clinton and DeWitt. Custom Pack employees produce blow-molded plastic products that are used around the world. To do it, they recycle millions of pounds of plastic every year. Their ingenuity, dedication, and effort has resulted in over a half century of success.
Custom Pack is a locally owned company working to improve the quality of life in Clinton, DeWitt, and the surrounding area, and it's currently hiring in all of their manufacturing facilities.
Shop local online at clintonprinting.com. Order from the convenience of your own home. Are you ready to celebrate? Begin with unique graduation, wedding, shower, and all party invitations from Clinton Printing. You can customize one of our templates to your style or create your own unique design. Stop in at Clinton Printing and we can help you design your invitation or shop online at clintonprinting.com. 1402 Roosevelt Street or call us at 242-7895.
Welcome back, everyone, to the River City Sports Review. Always a pleasure to have Patrick Lower on the program. You know, Patrick, the last couple of years, the start of your schedule was the toughest part of your schedule. You're off to a 2-0 start. You said you've played some teams you haven't played, but you've played some two good teams.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the kind of the beauty of our conference now. A little disappointing in that we only have eight teams playing 11-man football, so playing seven opponents and then finding every team had to find two non-conference opponents. And our conference is very well respected throughout the state, and sometimes it's kind of hard to find teams that want to play in our teams in our conference, but we were able to find an old foe in St. Bede that we've played before, and then we found Georgetown Ridge Farm, which is down by past Champaign on 74 and almost into Indiana. So, and they were a pretty good ball club. We had a bunch of seniors on the team last week. And so we found two teams out there. They were very good teams, and we played well. We were very happy. I feel like we dominated the line of scrimmage in both of those games. We were sloppy at times. The St. Bede game, we talked last week how we got off to a 16-0 deficit because of our turnovers. Last week, we had a couple drives that weren't great. One resulted in a pick-six interception going the other way that tied the score, but then we were able to pull away. Offensively, we've kind of just stopped ourselves at times, but for the most part, we've been able to get what we want to get in the running game and do a little bit in the passing game. And then defensively, I think we've played well. We've really played well defensively.
You know, obviously, it starts up front, so you've got to be pleased what you've seen from your line.
Yeah, it's a work in progress, and it always is. But we start three sophomores and two juniors, and they do a really nice job. They're five guys that worked real hard in the offseason. We didn't know exactly how it would work out, and we gave it a shot, and we had our center, Merrick Eads, he was battling for that position and won the center position, and then both guards have done a really nice job in Jackson Heald and, I can't even think now. Our tackles are good with Dash Campers, our guard, sorry. And then our tackles are Jack Holmbo and then Pestman. They've done a really nice job in our offensive line, and they're growing and they're continuing to grow. And we've got, believe me, a lot of room to grow and everywhere. But these kids come to film every day. They want to get better. And it's a really nice atmosphere in our football program right now.
So what have you seen from your skill guys?
Well, a lot of the same. You know, we've got some of the guys that are returning from last year that are a year older, still quite a bit of sophomores and juniors with some seniors sprinkled in there. So we're still kind of a young veteran team in a way. But again, they come and they're ready to get better, and they want to know what they did wrong. They want to see the improvements, and we've bought a drone this year, which is fantastic for practices and games as well. But practices, we immediately go right in there. We share the film with the kids. They watch it. We watch it. We get together the next day. We show them where they need to improve, and it's been a game changer, that's for sure.
Oh, my goodness. How'd that come about?
Well, Patrick, down at Augie, I would go down to a bunch of his practices, and they would always fly these drones at games, and they'd fly them at practices. And then I was fortunate enough to be on their huddle account, and I would watch Patrick at practice and a lot of the stuff that they do. And I just thought, man, this angle is unbelievable. And then we had a fundraiser, and we got enough in the funds to do it. And we went ahead and purchased one, and it's been really, really nice. It's been just a great different angle, better angle, clearer picture, just instant feedback. So you don't have to at practice, you don't have to necessarily see everything because you know you're going to see it in tape. And so when we run offense, I stand off to the side like I do on the sidelines on a Friday night because I don't have to. I know I'm going to see it afterwards. So it's really nice. I think teams need to tape their practices, and if they at least part of it or some of it, but I think you have to be able to do that to get better.
And we talked last week, and before we get into Dakota, as you pointed out, you're going to be getting into the conference now. You're going to have the 7 conference games. You were telling me during the break, Lena Winslow's lost 2 games, but they're still ranked number one.
Still ranked number one in the state at 0-2. Two extremely good teams they've played. They played a 7A football team, and they're a 1A team. I don't know what the 7A enrollment was, but I know Lena has 240 kids in their school, and I'm sure the 7A has at least 1,500 to 2,000 kids. They played them week one, and then week two they played Darlington, Wisconsin, who's a multiple state champion out of the state of Wisconsin. Quarterback's going to Air Force, so they've had 2 juggernaut opponents, and they haven't fared well, but they're 0-2 and very upset, I'm sure. I believe I told you that the last time they started 0-2 was in 2003, so it's been over 20 years. And again, with the respect they have of the state of Illinois, they're ranked number one, still in 1A.
And now you get into the conference. Dakota, talk about this game.
Well, Dakota's been a team that's in the past has state trophies in their trophy case. In 05 and 07, they were state champions. They were actually my son's senior year in 21. They were quarterfinalists as well as we were. So they've had some recent success, but they've kind of been on a little bit of a downward spiral where they're not getting kids out. They're fighting numbers a little bit up there. This year they've got enough for a varsity team, but they've canceled their JV schedule. So kind of tough. I think they have 20-some in the program altogether, which is hard to believe with that program and the tradition they have with wrestling up there and football. But they're struggling a little bit. But again, they do some pretty good things. They've got at every level of their defense and offense, they've got some really good players that we have to, be accounted for.
And now you're sitting at 2-0. You still haven't played a home game, so another road trip, Coach.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we go to St. Bede. We go to St. Bede last week twice because of the weather, so there's 6 hours in a bus. Then last week we go to Dunlap. That was 2 hours, so 4 hours total. So we've been on the bus for 10 hours. 2-0, we're not going to complain. And now we've got a kind of a longer trip. About an hour and 15 minutes, hour and 20 minutes on the bus on Friday. But looking forward to it. Hopefully we can get the game started on time with the heat. It's going to be an issue maybe. But just ready to keep going and keep, hopefully getting better step by step.
And finally, what's it going to take to get that win on the road?
Well, I think one thing we've got to do offensively, we've got to stop, not so much turning the ball over, just being sloppy. A penalty here, a missed assignment there, and all of a sudden it's third and 17 where it should be third and one or maybe a first down. So I think if we can get consistently good play offensively and stay ahead of the chains and kind of stay on schedule that way, not have so many of the negative plays that we've had. And it's not so much that we've had a lot of them. It's just we've had 2 in a row here, 3 in a row there. It's put us behind the chains. But if we can shore that up, I defensively we've been playing pretty well. Hopefully we can keep that going and hang on the ball and just do the basics.
As always, appreciate your time. Best of luck.
All right, thank you.
All right, back with more on the River City Sports Review.
9 out of 10 individuals who struggle with nicotine, alcohol, or other drug addictions started using these substances before turning 18. Young people who regularly receive information about the dangers of drugs and alcohol from their parents are up to 50% less likely to engage in substance use compared to those who don't receive such guidance. As a parent, you hold the greatest influence over your child's choices. Start the conversation early and keep it going. Talk. We hear you. This message is brought to you by the Gateway Impact Coalition.
At Snellthorning Funeral Homes and Crematory, we have found that part of the stress families feel when making funeral arrangements is the time pressure and being unfamiliar with the task. By making funeral arrangements in advance, there is no time pressure. Also, we find that family members appreciate knowing the wishes of their loved ones. This is Mary Rupp, Family Service Counselor at the Snellthorning Funeral Homes and Crematory. For more information on pre-planning, give me a call at 242-0252. I can help.
Welcome back, everyone, to Ristrelli's on the River City Sports Review. We got Bill Mischievicz on. I kind of teased him a little bit at the Athletic Hall of Fame that I made you the last speaker of those going into the hall because that's kind of a tradition. But here we are talking to you in the middle of the program.
Amazing. I don't know what to do. It's still light out.
But I thought you did such a great job with your speech. I mean, you had so many great stories. I was crying. People were laughing. It was great.
Yeah.
It was like cats.
The goal, of course, is to, I always think if you speak sincerely and speak from the heart, I mean, it's just going to happen. And I just thought about all the people that pushed me one way, nudged me one other way, helped me along the way, gave me a tip, gave me an inbounds play. In fact, I'm going to be going back for my 50th high school reunion, and my basketball coach is, he's going to attend.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. So I'll
have, he must have been a young man when he was coaching.
He played a little football for Michigan, but he played tennis for Michigan for 4 years. And he was the basketball and tennis coach. He always wanted me to play tennis. And he was probably 30, you know, I'd say mid-30s. I think he's probably about 90 years old.
Talk about preparing that speech, because you touched upon the coaches that were involved, the players involved. It was great to see Jim Eggers and Dave Gerrans in there.
Oh, my goodness.
I know how much they meant to you.
Yeah. Well, I think one thing is I accumulated the records and all the what I would call summary books last spring, and I took I had kept them at the school, and then I forgot that when I retired, they kind of disappeared, and Jason McCune said, oh, yeah, we moved them all upstairs, so I went through everything, and I just started going through the books and thinking, like, okay, here's how many players I've had, how many assistant coaches. I started looking at some photographs, said all these people gave a little bit or gave a little bit more, and I just said all these people helped me out, you know, and were loyal to me and made sure that the kids, you know, they had to recruit, you know, and because remember at that time kids were, and the girls' swim program was tough, volleyball was tough. I mean, it was that time in the CHS where there was a lot of choices kids could make. And I'm just fortunate that a lot of kids chose basketball.
And one of those that did choose basketball, and she's still around the game, had a little tribute. Caught you by surprise.
Yeah, caught me by surprise. Shauna Green, then Shauna Gerenson, undoubtedly probably the best player, really, and almost even boy and girl. I mean, she was just unbelievable. And she, for the listeners, she's the head coach of the Fighting Illini, and she took the time out of her day to make a little video and a thank you and sent that. And I was, that caught me by surprise. My wife and I, we just looked at each other, and, you know, the tears started flowing. I couldn't help it, you know. I mean, what coach doesn't, you know, when the next player, no matter if they're, you know, attained a level like Shauna has, or is just a great mom, and, you know, it's just amazing.
I want you to tell the story to our listeners that you told to the people there about the practice before the state tournament.
Oh, well, you know, when you're a coach, you're actually a teacher, and you're always trying to make sure that the kids take responsibility and own up, and you always tell them, hey, this is your team, you know, I'm just here to help guide and maybe manipulate and coerce and all that kind of such. But it was Tuesday, March 3rd, 1998, at roughly between 3:30 and about 4 o'clock, that we had this general half hour warm up. Monday, we had secured our place on Friday night and then planned everything on Sunday. Monday came in, it was press day. Tuesday was our first practice, and the girls were chomping at the bit. And we had this 30-minute workout where, you know, they knew everything. You know, you pick captains for that day or week, and they would run everything. And Al Lemus kind of took me aside and said, hey, you know, we're always yelling and
encouraging and saying, hey, let's go or something. Let's just stand there and not say a word. Let's see what they do. And for the next 30 minutes, Al and I just stood there. We didn't clap. We didn't say a word. We just watched these kids encourage each other, you know, names, talking, getting back on defense and everything. And then Sally and Shauna came on over and said, okay, what's next? We were ready for state, like, right then and there. I mean, it still brings chills to me. That was like to me, that was one of the greatest things ever, if not the greatest practice ever.
Mm. And just a note on your family. Mark was there. He looks great. I thought he stepped out of GQ. Oh, my goodness. What a handsome young man he is.
Yeah. Thank goodness he has a lot of his mom's genes in him.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. But he's doing great, and he's working for the Illinois Gaming Association. So any listener who right now wants to go in over and throw a couple slots in over on the other side of the river, you go right ahead. That keeps him employed. And my daughter had just gone home a week earlier.
Okay.
She had been over for a full month. And, of course, we talked about, you know, how great it was for, you know, I was able to coach her. And then when I switched over to boys, I was able to help coach Mark. And, I mean, I was a very lucky guy that I was able to have two kids that wanted me around and accepted me to be around. And I had the opportunity by other coaches.
And finally, it was great that you had a wife who was able to tell you how to get your team ready to shoot free throws.
I'm telling you, if
that's you, tell the story.
She is all about free throws, and I'll never forget, you know, we would always start off the season, and a lot of times, you know, DeWitt had that running, pressing kind of game,
yeah.
You know, and they were going to throw. They were going to make sure they put you on the free throw line at least 30 times and bet the farm that you're only going to hit half of those, which we did a lot of times, especially early in the season. And so, you know, I got home one time. It was like early in my career, and she said, do you ever work on free throws? I said, you know, gosh darn it, well, I totally forgot about that this week. Even still today, if we're watching the WNBA or anything, she just cannot stand to miss free throws.
Bill, great to see you.
Thank you so much. I had the honor of having you introduce me.
Oh.
Thank you so much.
Introduced me.
Yeah. Well,
when
yeah.
I went in, so there you go. Fair play.
Thank you.
Back with more on the River City Sports Review. If you're in the market for a new car, it's time to let First Gateway Credit Union put you behind the wheel of your next vehicle. They offer competitive rates and flexible terms. New and used vehicle rates start as low as 4.99% fixed APR. Call 243-4121. Visit firstgateway.org or stop by any of their 7 convenient locations. Savings federally insured by NCUA. APR is annual percentage rate. Other rates and terms available subject to credit approval. Other restrictions may apply. First Gateway Credit Union.
Your success in college is more than your future. It's your family's legacy. At Eastern Iowa Community Colleges, you won't just imagine what's next. You'll build it. And what you build can change everything. With dedicated faculty, low-cost tuition, and programs that fit your life, EICC is ready when you are. You don't have to prove it to the world, just yourself. Because your next isn't someday. Your next is now.
Welcome back, everyone, to Rispelli's on the River City Sports Review. We are talking with the Seawee sisters. We've got Tindley, the older Seawee. She is a sophomore. The youngster, Caden, she is in eighth grade. They're both playing tennis right now. Are you playing volleyball as well right now, Caden?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so you're just playing tennis. So you, of course, last year did the same thing, tennis and volleyball. What is that like?
It's definitely very busy. As a student athlete, obviously, I prioritize academics first, but sports are a very important part as well.
So how do you decide what practice you're going to? I would imagine games come first. How does it work out?
Yeah, normally one of them's in the morning and one of them's in the afternoon. So, and our coaches are very helpful. They both coordinate very well together with practice schedules.
So when did tennis start for you?
Like early August.
I mean, as a youngster, when did you start playing tennis?
Probably around like 7.
Okay. And volleyball, I would imagine.
Even earlier.
Yeah, I was going to say.
The second I was able to walk.
I would say Dad probably had you in the gym. There was no doubt about that. So So what's your favorite sport?
Volleyball.
Okay, but you played basketball as well, which is great. So do you do anything spring? Do you run track or anything like that? Or
no, I do.
Give yourself some time off.
Yes.
I would imagine. So talk a little bit about your tennis season so far. Coach has got you at number one, a position that you earn, of course. What's the season been like?
It's been very competitive. I'm glad I'm at the number one because it just pushes me to get better and better, and I'm playing the best of the MAC, and the MAC's a very tough conference. So it's just fun to be up against those big dogs.
And now your season, tennis-wise, is going to be wrapping up pretty soon. Mm-hmm. What are your goals as we get toward, you know, tournament time?
Yes, I would like to make it to state for singles or doubles, whatever coach decides to put me in, and just do my best.
Would you play doubles with your sister?
I could, yeah, but we haven't played yet.
Yeah, okay. Let's talk to the younger one now. Tayden, you're in eighth grade, but now you get the opportunity to play a varsity sport. So talk about the decision to play tennis as an eighth grader on the high school level.
Yeah, obviously I had to, you know, cut back some other things. I had to choose tennis over other things that I'm really passionate about too, like volleyball, middle school volleyball, but it's been a great season. I've learned a lot. And
so did you anticipate yourself being in the top six for Coach Rashi when the season started?
No, not really. I've been practicing with some of the varsity girls for a while during the summer at Junior Excellence at our club.
And
so, yeah.
So now when you walk out onto the court, and you're not a very big girl, but you're only in eighth grade, so across the net is some senior. So what are they thinking when they see you first time on the court?
A lot of times they definitely overlook me. It's definitely an interesting look, but...
So the first time you just smash one right by them, what's their reaction?
They're kind of surprised, but also, yeah, during warm-ups, they kind of realize that I'm not just this little tiny...
You play singles and doubles. Which one do you like better, singles or doubles?
I like singles better. I don't know. I just feel like I can put all of my game into it. Doubles, I kind of have to sometimes rely on my partner, and I don't think that.
Who does Coach normally team you up with in doubles?
Elizabeth Grinnell.
How's that been working so far?
It's been working good. She's number two. I'm the number three. We work really well together. We both are very good players. She's got a huge forehand, overhead, everything about her net game is good. Her ground strokes, backhands, she's very consistent. She can put a ball away when she has to. It's been a great season.
So you got a senior and an eighth grader playing together.
Yep.
I think that is great. Finley, let's wrap it up with you. Of course, you play doubles as well. Who's your partner?
Kirsten Bankson.
How's that working out?
It's been great. She's a lefty, and I'm a righty, so we're each like on our forehand side. So that's actually been working out really good. We have good communication. It's been awesome.
And then pretty soon again, your season, tennis-wise, is going to be wrapping up. So full concentration on volleyball, right?
Yes.
You looking forward to that?
Yes.
How do you think the season's going to play out the rest of the way?
I think it'll be good. We're definitely competing with the top teams in the MAC. When we went to the MAC scrimmage, we did good. We just have to get past the teams that are like the same as us or a little worse. We have to play our best no matter who we're playing.
All right. Well, it's great to have you on the program. We're going to talk to your dad next. How's that sound?
Okay.
All right. Back with more on the River City Sports Review, brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union. Give your finances a fresh start this season with a certificate of deposit at First Gateway Credit Union. Open a 6-month CD and earn 3.50% APY, or a 12-month CD and earn 3.60% APY. Stop into one of their 7 locations in Comanche, Clinton, DeWitt, Holden, Morrison, Sterling, or Prophetstown for more details. APY is annual percentage yield, limited time offer. Rates subject to change without notice. $1,000 minimum deposit required. Other rates and terms available. Early withdrawal penalties apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. Welcome back, everyone, to Ristrelli's on the River City Sports Review. While we talk to the girls, we're going to talk to the dad now. So, Michael, what's it like to see your daughter play volleyball and tennis?
Well, it's been a very busy fall. Last year with Tilly as a freshman and this year as Tilly as a sophomore and Tayden as an eighth grader. I think it was cool that the state did allow eighth graders to play this year. So it keeps it busy, but it keeps us, you know, moving in the right direction. The girls love to play sports, both tennis and volleyball. among other sports. But just keep on his toes, both my wife and I.
Eighth graders, again, giving the opportunity, but, you know, you got to be careful on where you decide to put an eighth grader. Tennis, obviously, is a sport where they should be all right.
Yeah, I think there are sports that you could play. I mean, being an individual sport, I don't think it has anything to do with size. If it had anything to do with height or size, Caden wouldn't be able to play. She's just too short. But, you know, she's been taught from a young age from Coach Rashi to be able to play out there with some of those bigger girls. And I think it's a great fit for Caden. I don't think it's a great fit for everyone. But I think depending on the sport and where you're at experience-wise, it can work with a lot of girls.
Talk a little bit about the River Queen volleyball so far. What's the season been like, Coach? First time we've had you on the show.
Absolutely, yeah. Wasn't able to make it last week, but we played 10 games so far. We've had two conference matches. We're 1-1 in conference right now. We had a lot of volleyball last week. We played Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday in DeWitt. You know, we're a very young team right now. We have a lot of talent at the younger ages. My fear starting off was we start with three of our first four conference matches are on the road. So we were at Central. We fell in the hole early there, down 0-2, but then the girls were able to rally and call it a reverse sweep in volleyball. They were able to win sets 3, 4, and 5, and it kind of surprised us because the way we started wasn't great. But that's sometimes what you'll see, some hiccups and some bumps with some younger kids. But last night at Muscatine, we didn't play exceptionally well. Muscatine came to play. We're on the road again. They had a great crowd there, student section. That might have gotten into our heads a little bit, but we just have to play better. We have to play smarter and really contain our errors.
I was looking at the schedule. You're going to be going to Davenport North on the 8th, but you're going up to Waterloo East on the 12th. That's kind of is that new for you?
So, yeah, that's a different tournament. We did play Cal Wheat last year in their tournament. We decided we wanted to play some bigger schools just kind of with who we have coming up. So we decided to – I contacted probably about 8 people to try to find somewhere to go either this weekend or next weekend. And next weekend it fell in line with going up to Waterloo. So – now, those two Waterloo schools have combined, so they're just one school, Waterloo United. So we'll see some different teams, some bigger schools, some 4A and 5A schools, which I think will better fit us. And then, yes, on Tuesday, our next MAC match, we go down to North. And that'll be a tough one. They just took North Scott 5 last night. And they narrowly lost there in the fifth set. But we have a work cut out for us being on the road again. So we're hoping to find a way to commit less errors and find a way to win next Tuesday.
You're going to be getting your daughter back full-time once tennis ends, but for her it might be a little extended, I would imagine, sure, Going into the state tournament. But any other girls play both sports?
Yeah, so our coach's daughter, Amber Griswold, her daughter, yes, Grace, plays both tennis and volleyball. And their conference schedule is almost over, and ours has just kind of started because I think they have one more conference match next Thursday night at PV, which will be for a MAC championship regular season, which will be exciting. But then they go into singles and doubles and team states. So I would expect with the success that the tennis program has had that they'll send some singles and some doubles and possibly hopefully a team to state.
Okay, for you, your daughters play both sports. As a coach, I know Cindy wasn't real thrilled about the move from spring to fall. How has it affected your program in just these 2 years?
You know, to be on Coach Rashi's side, too, I wasn't a huge fan of the change either. I don't know what was behind it. But Coach Rashi and I have done an outstanding job of kind of getting together and putting our schedules as best as possible. Other times where they miss a volleyball game here match, no. But practices, we've been able to align our schedules so that they won't miss any matches. Yeah. So unless there's a rainout, obviously. But it's been fun to watch. It's been very busy. But we'll make the best of it, and we have.
Boy, you have to, don't you?
Absolutely.
You don't have a choice.
I know, right?
Well, Coach, appreciate the time. It was great having the girls on.
Thanks, Gary.
All right, back with more on the River City Sports Review, brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union. Park Vista of Comanche invites you to join them in celebrating Assisted Living Week with residents, friends, and family Thursday, September 17th from 5 till 7 p.m. Park Vista will have on site at 1810 Park Vista Drive Comanche food trucks, a petting zoo, and balloon animals. Join in on the fun with Shining Together Community Day Thursday, September 17th, 5 till 7 p.m. at Park Vista Retirement Living in Comanche, Iowa. For more information, visit parkvistaliving.org.
When honoring a loved one, you deserve a space that feels warm and inviting. Welcome to the brand new Law Jones Cremation and Funeral Care in Clinton. Our newest facility provides a bright and comforting environment for your family to gather and heal. And because we believe every family deserves exceptional support, we proudly offer the best value in Clinton. We provide premium care with transparent pricing that brings you peace of mind. Discover a new standard of care. Visit us on 13th Avenue North or at lawjonesfuneralhome.com.
Well, back at Rastrelli's on the River City Sports View, Clay Waterbury all dressed up. You had practice early this morning, Clay?
Yeah, we went early this morning. We've done that both days this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and we decided to give it a try again tomorrow. So we're just knocking out the early morning practices and getting everybody home early at night.
This heat has been something else. Have you ever experienced anything quite like this?
It's funny because the very first week of the season, our camp week, was so mild. It was actually 70s every day, and you just figured something like this was coming around, and it finally hit. So, yeah, the biggest change, obviously, is with the wet ball globe thermometer now, and how, you know, if this would have happened 5 years ago, we might have been outside after school, and it's a great move, and it just changes things and how you schedule stuff. So, yeah, it's pretty cut and dry on whether you can practice or not now.
Visiting me, Clay Waterbury, head coach of Central DeWitt. Of course, we had a chance to see the Sabres. You guys got pinned in a hole at the one-yard line, but quickly you guys made something out of that. Talk about that play.
Yeah, that was a great run for us. We had just a basic inside zone. You know, you're just trying to get out of there so you don't get a safety. And Cooper Small just took care of the rest. He's a pretty fast kid and was able to take it all the way. And then we kind of went through some lulls. And watching the film back, there's a lot of things we could have done probably better. But that was an exciting play, start of the game.
7-6 was our halftime score. You got ahead 14-6 early in the second half. What happened after that, Coach?
The biggest thing was we just couldn't get off the field on defense. You know, they had a couple long drives. One of them, I think, was 16 plays. And all credit to Clinton. They got a great football team. And Carpenter's a heck of a player, and it was impressive to watch him play.
First year quarterback in Jacob, is it Jacob?
Jacob Meyer, yep.
Jacob Meyer. Got toward the end, you had to put the ball in the air, and you were moving the ball through the air.
Yeah, the thing was we couldn't get any rhythm, you know, that's what it felt like from the offensive side, and watching the film, there were certain throws, certain plays that we executed at a really high level, and then there were certain ones where we just were not where we need to be. So we've had a really good week of practice, and I think that game was probably the best thing that could have happened to us as far as just getting our kids' mindset where it needs to be. And, you know, we were prepared, I felt like, and this game was just a good wake-up for these seniors and the rest of our team, and I think it's been an awesome turnaround this week.
And before we get into the ball game with West, an unfortunate injury to one of your better ball players.
Yeah, we had one of our defensive linemen, offensive linemen, went down, Ryan Paulson, and we're hoping that he can make a recovery here in the next, you know, several weeks. We'll just have to see what time tells for us on that end. And then just had at one point, I think, three of our starting four defensive linemen were not in the game, and so just battling through some of that stuff. And at the same time, both of our starting linebackers weren't in, so it's just, this is one of those games where we faced adversity from, you know, every level. We had turnovers, we had injuries, we had, just penalties at the wrong time. So just something we can learn from. And I love seeing our kids. I mean, I love adversity and seeing how we respond. That's really what it's all about.
Davenport West, they lost big, but a good Clear Creek Amana team. What did you see about the Falcons?
Yeah, they do a few different things on offense. They seem to be coached up well, and they're going to be probably a different team than we saw last year. Their staff is pretty much entirely different, I'm pretty sure. So, this is what we always kind of say, but we've put probably a lot less stock into scouting Davenport West this week as we normally would, because we've just been so focused on Central DeWitt and getting ourselves better. And Monday was just all about us, and we had a ton of classroom time and meeting time, and then this heat has shortened our practices down a little bit, and it's been just a great week of just being around the kids, and it's refreshing. You know, you just reminded so quickly what it's all about, and we've got some great kids on our team, and so it's been about the Sabres this week, and, you know, On offense, we're going to try to do what we do, and our defense has been scouting pretty closely.
All right. Well, well stated. Again, so much appreciate your time coming in. Best of luck.
Thanks, Gary. It's good seeing you again.
All right. Back with more on the River City Sports Review. The appliance upgrade you deserve is at Zirkelbaugh Home Appliances in downtown Clinton. At Zirkelbaugh's Labor Day savings the entire month of September. Discover the appliance you need at store-wide savings. Name brand you know and trust from Maytag, LG, Whirlpool, Amana, Frigidaire, KitchenAid, and Speedwing. Savings the entire month of September during the Labor Day sales event at Zirkelbaugh Home Appliances, 225 5th Avenue South, Clinton. And remember, you can always visit zirkelbaugh.com. The appliance upgrade you deserve at Zirkelbaugh.
At Citizens First Bank, we're more than a bank. We're your neighbors and friends. From sponsoring local events to supporting small businesses, we invest in what matters most, our community. Banking as it should be. Personal, local, and committed. If you're saving for a big purchase or just for a rainy day, learn more at gocfb.bank. Citizens First Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Ristrelli. He's going to wrap up week two with our 41st season. Almost as long as this as Cindy Rash, who's been coaching winning tennis at Clinton High School. Coach, you've had a remarkable run. Do you ever look back and say, oh my goodness, what a dynasty I have built?
No, because I didn't build that. And you know me, I'm all about glory to God. So I've just been blessed with really good assistant coaches and people that are sent to me, our kids that love to play the sport, and they got joy in their heart, and they're positive people, and that's something you can work with.
Well, they get great tutelage from you over the summer, and that has got to be such a key. So spring no longer, it's fall now. So what's it like to have these kids over the summer, and then boom, they get right into their season?
You know what, it's a great thing because you can run lessons with them all summer long, and they can play in the local tennis tournaments, and they can go play in the sanctioned tennis tournaments. So they're geared up and ready to go when we dive in early August.
We talked to an eighth grader, Caden Seaway. She's playing number three for you. Talk about this young lady.
Oh, my gosh. A fine athlete, a beautiful spirit, just a really lovely person. I heard you talk with her a little bit about what's it like when you get with a senior, and I said to her, Dad, David and Goliath. And she took care of Goliath with no problem with her little slingshot.
So what did the other coaches say to you when they see this little thing come out onto the court for the first time?
You know what? Nobody said boo the entire time. They're just like, you have an eighth grader. Yes, I do. And I'm just really glad that our superintendent was understanding that if these other MAC schools got to do this and we didn't get to, we'd be a year behind them in practice and in, you know, playing competitively, and it would just take us under, you know. So I was really glad he understood that and was very kind and helped us get this started.
The last time I had Wes Golden in studio on our FYI program, he comes in every month, and he talked about that. He goes, you know, there are some sports where an eighth grader can compete. You certainly don't want to put him out on the football field with a senior who's a young man, but like wrestling, maybe at a lower weight, and certainly you've seen it with her in tennis.
Yes. I'm more than happy to take any eighth graders they want to send me. I will happily put them on my team year after year.
Well, if they can play like that, I would imagine. So, Kinley, talking about her going to number one.
She and Elizabeth are just battling back and forth. They both have undefeated records, and so it's been wonderful to sit and watch that. And, you know, they just need to keep challenging each other because they're kind of a little bit different level than the next ones in line. So they need to work well together and just battle against each other over and over again to get better for the people they play.
Just real quick, this season has been remarkable. You were dominant in your River Queen Invitational. You got a 9-0 win over, you said, was a good Bettendorf team. And now, what's this season been like? I mean, it seems like you guys have done so well.
Well, I got to tell you that 9-0, when they beat Bettendorf, that's the first time in 40-some years that we beat Bettendorf 9-0. Now, we beat them a lot, but it's usually like 7-2. It's the next best one I can remember. So I'm thinking they They just are playing great, and they believe. And, you know, when you believe, you receive.
And now coming up, Pleasant Valley, another conference championship on the line.
Oh, that's going to be a big battle. Yeah, I'm looking at stats from different ones playing, and it's going to be a good battle.
And then, you know,
and we better come to play.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you will. And it won't be long. I mean, you get to mid-month, the MAC, and then tournament time. So, I mean, you start a little earlier in August, but has the season been condensed for you guys?
Well, it was really hard to start on, like, August 3rd, and your first meet is on the 5th. So I was like, okay, that was a little different to get used to because you couldn't play real challenge matches. We had to use super tiebreakers. But we've gotten really good at super tiebreakers because that's what we use for our challenges. So that's a blessing there. But, yeah, I just know we front load so that we don't run into volleyball and that we can make all that work. And we try to work around cross country too. And it seems to work for all our girls because we got a couple that are in cross country too.
And we hope to have you on before the tournament does roll around, but are you starting to formulate in your mind who your singles players and who your doubles are going to be?
You know, the problem is they announced the sites for singles and doubles regionals, but they didn't tell you who is in the singles or double regional. Mm. And you really can't make a decision until you see who those other teams are that you're going to be playing against. So I'm waiting on that impatiently.
All right, very good. Well, appreciate your time and continued success for the River Queens.
Well, thank you, and you do a fantastic job, Gary. Well, I just got to tell you thank you for all the things you do for our community.
People can see me. I'm blushing right now on the radio. We'll be back to wrap the show up in 1 minute.
Winkle, Parker, and Foster, their firm provides outstanding service to their clients because of their dedication to the three underlying principles of professionalism, responsiveness, and quality. At Winkle, Parker, and Foster of Clinton, they provide financial planning, tax services for business and individuals, accounting services, and QuickBooks services. Winkle, Parker, and Foster, certified public accountants and consultants. They are located at 1301 19th Avenue Northwest, just off the Mill Creek Parkway in Clinton.
Summer roads are calling. Is your vehicle ready? Right now at Tandem Tire and Auto Service, when you purchase a set of 4-passenger or light truck tires, you'll receive an instant $50 rebate, plus a free oil change valued up to $40. And that's not all. Spend $200 or more on service and receive an instant $25 off rebate. Big savings, trusted service, local experts you can count on. Stop in today or visit TandemTire.com to check out even more rebates on select tire manufacturers. Tandem Tire and Auto Service, where we know tires, we know service, and most importantly, we know you.
I want to thank all the coaches and athletes for stopping by. Certainly Ristrelli's for hosting the River City Sports Review. Coming up shortly, Hawk Talk, the first of the season with University of Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz, of course, hosted by Gary Dolphin. We got Iowa football for you on Saturday. They host Northern Illinois when they will take the air at 1 o'clock. Of course, we got the River Kings for you. They will be at Davenport Central on Friday. We're going to be right back here next Wednesday at Ristrelli's for another edition of the River City Sports Review. KROS Sports, produced by Paul Dymkowski. Gary Detterman thanking you for listening. Good evening, everyone.
And that is tonight's KROS River City Sports Review Show, live from Ristrelli's, 238 Main Avenue. Join us next week as KROS Sports Director Gary Dunnerman interviews local coaches and student-athletes about their sports programs, what happened in last week's game, and what's up next for their teams. The River City Sports Review is brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union, with 7 convenient locations to serve you. The River City Sports Review has been a KROS Sports Station.